love. He is faithful tonight. He is worthy of all that we have. All that we have is because of Him. All that we have. And He is worthy tonight. All right. Well, we appreciate the singing. Now, that was all short notice. We didn't start the service before they were going to sing. So, we appreciate Him singing. So, I appreciate everyone that does anything. I really want to give some recognition to the Crow's Nest Bunch. All right, they're working hard on this YouTube and live stream and getting everything lined out. So you pray for them. They are fighting battles and overcoming. And it's one thing to fight a battle, but they're overcomers. So if you get a chance, look at YouTube. Yeah, pray for Boyd and them as they do a TV commercial for Kenya. Yeah. All right, everybody all right? All right, let's look at some things tonight. And I want you to think about yourself again this evening, about you and me and all as we give the Lord what is due His name. All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I come just now. And Lord, You are wonderful. Boy, You're faithful. You have been and You will again. You are and You will again. And I thank You for that. Lord, we hear now in the background a helicopter going to the hospital. Somebody's having a bad day. So Lord, I pray tonight that You might help whoever that is, that family. Lord, we can't get that off our mind. We've been there, done that. And Lord, You brought us through, so Lord, I pray for them. Now, Lord, I pray for the service. I pray, Father, now as You would help me to preach, as You want me to preach, speak to our heart through Your Word. And Lord, may we take this as encouragement, though it may be pointed. Lord, I pray that we might, from the depths of our heart, praise You because You're worthy tonight. And we honor You. Lord, I know I'm nothing. I know I fail. And Lord, I know I'm a wretch. I ask You to cleanse me. Please cleanse me and touch me fresh of Thy power that I might preach as You want me to. In Jesus' name, and amen. We've been trying to teach and preach on Wednesday night, showing how lost we was and how saved we are. And I hope if you've not been able to be here on Wednesday, you went back and looked and listened, at least to the lessons, that you might enjoy the Lord. The Lord does not want us to just be saved. He wants us to enjoy being saved and not endure being saved. We're not enduring to the end. We are saved. We're on a mission. God has us on a mission. We're not here for long. If we live a long time, all right, if we live a long time, and that would be us to us 90s in our 90s. Ken Jones turned 94 today, by the way. If we live that old, that is still just a short time compared to eternity. But we're on a mission. And as we go, we ought to be enjoying this thing. There's no better life than being a Christian. Now, I've never drank, so some of y'all that's been drunkards, maybe y'all could help me. Which is the better life? Being saved or being a drunkard? Puking your guts out, wasting your money, and puking your guts out, or being in the church house? Which is the better life? You know, being an addict, stoned out of your mind, which is the better life? Is Christian life better? I think we can say it's better. You know, maybe you've gambled. You used to be a gambler and you wasted all your money, lost all your money all the time. Now God has blessed you. He saved you. And He's blessed you. And you've got finances and you've got a good home, a good family. And God just keeps raining blessings down on you. Is that better? Yes. See, if we just look at normal life, we've got it so much better than a lot of the world. We look at the bombings over in Iran. Now, I think it's awful that people are losing their life. I really do. And they don't know God. They have turned against God purposely for years, hundreds of years, went against God. And they don't know what they're missing. They don't understand what they're missing. Look what we got. So I'm saying that to try to encourage you to praise the Lord for what we have. Now, do we make mistakes? Yes, we do. Do we sin? Yes, we do. Do we fall short of His glory? Yes, we do. But He's worthy, regardless of our circumstance or what we are going through. He's still worthy of our praise tonight. Can you agree to that? He's worthy. Now, I may not like the situation I'm in. And I may not like the circumstance that I'm under. But He's still worthy of praise. Regardless. Can you agree to that? Can we at least agree that far? But we have a hard time praising Him. Don't we? For some reason. Many years ago, I heard this song. Penny Long and Louise Osborne and Jill Friel used to sing this years ago at Mount Lookout. Years ago. All right, I'm going to sing a little bit of it there. I'm going to let you follow along with the words. And some of you will remember when I started. Some of you never heard it, I'm sure. Some of you will remember it, though, as I start. And the song is, "What's Wrong with My Children?" What's wrong with my children? Anybody here remember that song? A few hands. It goes like this. Did I not roll back the sea, suffer on Calvary? I'm Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Though I supply their need, they seldom speak to me. What's wrong with my children? Am I not their Lord? Y'all remember that song, huh? What's wrong with my children? Says, why don't they praise me? Am I not the King of Kings? Am I not the Lord of Lords? What's wrong with my children? Why don't they praise me? I've given them everything, yet they have no joy. Ain't that true words to that song? That's an old song. A fella by the name of, I think his name is Mike Atkins, wrote that song years ago. They assemble in my name and sing of their love for me, but their song's not in their heart. And I can't hear them sing, he said. Are they ashamed of me, afraid someone might see if they lift their hands toward heaven above in honor of me? Then the chorus again, what's wrong with my children? Why don't they praise me? Am I not the King of Kings? Am I not the Lord of Lords? What's wrong with my children? Why don't they praise me? I've given them everything, yet they have no joy. So often, we're guilty of not praising the Lord. Sometimes we say, well, I just don't do that. I'm happy, and the Lord's been good to me, and I thank Him and everything, but I'm not one to praise the Lord. Now, I'm not asking everybody to lift their hands and do all that. That ain't what I'm asking. We're talking about praise the Lord. You know, Scripture says over and over, praise ye the Lord. Let us magnify His name together, it says. We're supposed to give Him glory, to give Him praise. That's what we're supposed to do. All right? But we won't preach to you just for a little bit tonight on what's wrong with my children. What's wrong with my children? See, that verse there in that song says that they don't have no joy. And tonight, we need to have joy. The Scripture talks about it. He gives us joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that joy is Jesus. Listen, it's not circumstance. Listen, some of us got circumstance that you're not going to find no joy in it. It's tough. I know that. There's some situations that it's hard. It's hard. Can I tell you, some days it's hard to smile. But that ain't joy. Joy is Jesus. And He's worthy of praise. And what we need to learn to do, because I'm afraid we forgot it anyway, if we notice, that He's worthy of praise regardless. Why? I told Jack, get Jonathan, I want him to sing. He's faithful.
That's right.
It don't matter about anything else tonight, people. He's faithful. He's faithful.
That's right.
He's faithful. He's worthy. He's worthy tonight. He's faithful. I'm here to tell you He's faithful. He may seem a million miles away, but He's faithful tonight. He's faithful. But let's look at some things. Many say I can't praise the Lord. I do, but not out loud. Just because I praise the Lord don't mean I don't love Him. I understand that. But I looked through the Scripture to see who don't praise the Lord. Alright? Who don't praise the Lord? Well, Psalms 115 says, the dead don't praise Him. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. So if you're dead tonight, you don't have to worry about it. Alright? So that's kind of simple, ain't it? Huh? How about Isaiah 38:18, for the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. So there is some that can't praise the Lord. I see that. You agree?
Yeah.
Huh? All right. How about Romans 1:21? You know, we always put that off on people that are unsaved. But that ain't what it says here. Because that when they knew God. When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. It wasn't dark; it got dark. It's what the Scripture said, huh? See, we can glorify over their stomach ain't. I see that. Can y'all see that tonight? Deuteronomy 28:47 says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Well, I understand you can't praise the Lord if you're not serving Him with joyfulness and gladness of heart because you got everything. Huh? Thoughts, ain't they? Thoughts. So it's true. Everyone don't praise the Lord. We okay? Well, what's wrong with my children? What's wrong with my children? I want to encourage you to praise the Lord tonight. I want to encourage you to give Him praise for what He's done in your life. See, you understand tonight that I can't praise Him for you. I can praise Him with you, but I can't praise Him for you. That you alone know what the Lord has done in your life. You alone know what you've been missing and what He supplied. You alone know how low you was and how high He's brought you up. You alone know how bankrupt you was and the riches that He put in your heart. You alone know how far away you was and He brought you nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. You alone know how deep in sin you was and He reached down in the mire and the muck and picked you up. You alone know how wicked you was in your mind and your heart, and He forgave you and forgot it and give you a brand new life. You alone know the direction you was headed and how close to the very flames of hell that you was in your life, but He turned you around and put a song in your heart and set you on a rock. You alone know that tonight. You alone. So you can praise Him. You can praise Him for what's inside of you. For what He's done for you. It's because you alone know. You alone know. Matthew 15:7-8 tells us this though. You hypocrites, well did as I prophesy you, saying, this people draws nigh unto me with their mouth, and honors me with their lips, but their heart is not as far from me. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget and our heart is far from the Lord, and it causes us to go other directions. It causes us to do the things that we shouldn't do. And it's because of our, we try, we go through the motions. We know what's right, and we want to do right, but we just can't get there. What's wrong with my children? What's wrong with my children? Huh? What's wrong with my children? Why won't they praise me? You know, I heard the story about the old man that went to the cellular phone place. And he told him, he said, I need you to fix my phone. and he's a real old guy, and they looked at it, and they went through it and said, "Sir, there's nothing wrong with your phone." He said, "There has to be, because my children never call." He thought there was something wrong with his phone. And I wonder if the Lord don't set up her sometimes and wonder what's wrong with my children. Because they don't call me, they don't check on me, they don't praise me, they don't do nothing. Sometimes we get too busy and we don't take our time with the Lord. Is everybody with me tonight? I just want you to understand he's still worthy. Sometimes we're suppressed by Satan. You know, those who are suppressed by Satan, that says will not praise the Lord. I left that out there. I'm sorry. Some of you ever been suppressed by Satan? Huh? Have you ever been suppressed by Satan? Talk to me tonight. Yeah, I have. Isaiah 61 says this verse, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion." Now, my mourning is that'll come from the enemy. "To give unto them beauty for ashes." Can I tell you that the ashes are from the enemy, but the beauty is from the Lord. The oil of joy is from the Lord, but he'll trade that for the mourning that I have. Now, that's not the mourning, that's the mourning as I mourn. Are we okay? How about the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness? Anybody here ever had a spirit of heaviness? Anybody here ever had a depression problem? You ever been depressed? You ever been discouraged? Ever been down in your mouth? Huh? Have you ever been so low that you didn't know what you was going to do? Have you not ever had that problem? I have. Can I tell you that you can trade that, huh, for the garment of what? Praise. Huh? That they might be called tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Huh? We still okay? Sometimes being overwhelmed by worldly cares or fear or being too busy can steal our focus from praising God. Now, I didn't say we went out and got on the drunk. I didn't say we went and went out on our spouse. It says sometimes we get overwhelmed by worldly cares. Everyday life. We don't, not intentionally. Sometimes we get overwhelmed by fear. I know the Bible says he don't give us the spirit of fear, but sometimes we're afraid. Sometimes we don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes we don't know, what if the doctor says this? Oh, I trust the Lord, I believe, but what if? What? You know, there's a little bit of fear there. And we forget to praise the Lord. Huh? Have you ever, let me ask you something, have you ever been too busy that you just didn't praise the Lord? It ain't because you weren't thankful, it's just you got busy. You just got busy. You know, sometimes it's like Christmas time, we're too busy wrapping our presents to realize what we got. Have you ever had to wait till a day or two and get all the trash put up and everything burnt up and get everything and then say, "Well, I didn't realize I got that." No, we didn't realize. Have you ever not done that? Is that not how the Lord, he gives us so much that we don't even know what he gives us sometimes and we get so tied up and I wonder maybe if we ought not stop and just praise the Lord tonight. Huh? We okay with that? Psalm 42:11 says, now, you notice this psalm, he's talking to himself. Yes. He said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? How come you're so overwhelmed inside? How come you're all messed up inside?" Huh? Then he tells himself, "Hope thou in God." See, you talk to yourself, that don't mean you're crazy. Huh? Diane's got a shirt back there that talks about how crazy she is. You need to have that printed on the back too so we can read that coming and going. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, soul." Hey, soul. That's what it says, ain't it? Hey, soul, hope thou in God. "For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. See, sometimes we get overwhelmed with life. Sometimes it just gets too much. Sometimes it's just too heavy. Sometimes life is heavy. Huh? You know what we ought to do? Praise Him. Just praise Him. Praise Him. Will it make your circumstance change? Probably not. Will it change your situation? Nah, probably not. Will it bring Him glory every time? But He's worthy. He's worthy. And I have an assurance that everything I'm going through is temporal. It ain't going to last. Is that not good? It ain't going to be like this all the time. Huh? Ain't that okay? How about we don't recognize? Sometimes we don't recognize God's goodness and His mercy and the works in our life. Huh? And when we don't recognize it, it causes us to fail, or to fall, rather, into unthankfulness. Have you ever sat down and made your list of what all He's done for you? Huh? In counseling, certain times, you know, you write down, and you got a man and a woman there, and they're trying to figure out if we're going to last, you know. And I've had them separate and talk to the man and talk to the woman. Many times I've said, well, I'll tell you what. Write down everything good about your spouse. And they'll sit there and they'll go to writing. I said, now, write down everything bad. And it's usually just one or two little things. But there's a list of good things. You ever sit down and write the bad things in your life? Well, there's bad things in our life. Now, write all the good ones down first. Write all the answered prayers that you can remember. Write all them down first. Write all the blessings down of what all He's give you. Write down your children's name and your grandchildren's name. And write down the times they've made you smile. And all of them are a gift from God. Then write down this side of the bed. See, the song that the youth choir used to sing, and they've sung a time or two thing over just as maybe Cheryl and Tristan and Becky and them sung, you know, that the good outweighs the bad. Huh? It really does. But you know, sometimes we don't think about it. We don't recognize it. And it causes us to be unthankful. We run into unthankfulness. We fall right into that. And that's not a good place to be. Is everybody with me tonight? Sometimes tonight we just need to be thankful. See, the Scripture tells us, oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Huh? And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Huh? Look at our church tonight. Look at the miracles that we have in our church. We got a lot of miracles in our church. Let's not forget them. Let's not forget what the prayers He's answered, the major prayers that He's answered, the times that He come through. Huh? Is everybody listening with me tonight? Let's not be one of them unthankful children and one of a bratty kid that sucks it all up and never appreciates what He's got. Huh? Let's not be like it. Oh, the men would praise the Lord for His goodness. How good, you tell me, how good is He to you tonight? You tell me. Just how good is He? What have you got tonight that it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have? anything? What would we do, Steve, if he hadn't have saved us? Where would you be tonight? Probably no doubt. Is it? Yeah. But he did. He saved you. Ain't that was wonderful? But see, it ain't just for Steve. That's really what we all can start with tonight. Oh, what's wrong with us sometimes? Oh, we ought to wake up in the morning and praise His name. We ought to wake up in the morning and we hurt and we ache and we got to go to work and we got to fight people and circumstance and the government and all this stuff. And oh, but He's not changed. He's faithful. He's just as faithful as He's always been. And He's as faithful as He always will be. And you can't beat Him tonight. Huh? Is that not true? Sometimes we can't praise Him, though, because we love the world more than we love the Lord. Sometimes we run into that. That may not be all the time. Are you hearing me? But there's times that the world will mean more and we won't praise Him. You know, that's not a good place to be. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What's wrong with my children? Huh? Now here's one tonight I want you to really dwell on. Sometimes we won't praise the Lord because we're comparing ourselves to others. And it hinders our praise. Huh? And we don't think we do, but we do. Preachers compare themselves one to another. If one's more busy than the other, if one preaches in other places more than others, it messes with preachers. Singers. I'll tell one on Cheryl. I'm going to tell this on you. Here. It's been a while back. I don't know if something was going on and y'all was filling in. People were sick and y'all had sung every Sunday. You and Tristan, Becky, I think maybe sung every three or four Sundays in a row. And we said, you see, you know, we just don't sing much anymore. And I said, no, you don't. I said, you sung the last four, 6 years. Well, we have, anyway. She said, everybody sings, but we just don't. I just don't sing much anymore. Is that not the way we live? Is that the way we do it? And we laugh. We thought that was the funniest thing. Remember? And it is. Well, don't compare yourself to others. And you know there's scripture for that? 2 Corinthians 10:12 says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, I don't know why. You don't compare yourself to nobody. You know, don't compare yourself to nobody. You know what He's done for you. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, I don't want to testify. I don't have a testimony like so-and-so. Go, look what all the Lord done for them. Look how wicked they was. They didn't testify. I said, I didn't do nothing. But listen. Turn it around. He saved you before you'd done all that stuff. You know? He kept you from all that life. That's a bigger testimony than what they got. Huh? You understand? Don't compare you. Just praise the Lord. Why? Because He's worthy tonight. We all right with that tonight? Just trying to encourage you a little bit to praise the Lord. I'm trying to. Sometimes my encouragement's a little negative, but I'm trying. I'm trying. Huh? Look at who will always praise Him. There's some that will always praise the Lord. Nehemiah 9:6 says, thou, even thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein. And thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worship thee. The host of heaven will always praise him, whether anybody else does or not. They worshipeth him. Huh? Ain't that something? How about Psalms 148? I think I should say 14. I hope I didn't leave 14 out. I think there's 14 verses in Psalms 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. You know they'll always praise him?
Right. Right.
You know they continually, they stand around, and I don't know of any scripture where they sing. All right? We talk about angels singing. I don't know of any scripture where it says angels sing. It might be. I just don't recall one right now. But it says that they're always around the throne saying, holy, holy, holy. 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 Holy, holy. Is he worth that?
Amen.
He's worth that, ain't he? Huh? Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Do you know the sun and moon praise him?
Yeah.
Huh? Every day. Praise him, all ye stars of light. If there's as many stars as there are grains of sand, huh? He's a lot praising him, ain't he?
Yeah.
Huh? You know how come? He's worthy.
That's right.
We okay? Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Huh? That's interesting, isn't it? Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all the deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling these words. I never thought of fire and hail and snow and vapor and stormy wind praising the Lord, but it does.
Amen.
Huh? Think about it. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees. Would that mean here in a little while when the apple trees bloom and get an apple on them, that's praise of the Lord? When a cherry tree blooms and we go pick a cherry, that's praise the Lord. When a blueberry bush blooms and we pick blueberry, that bush is praising the Lord. Maybe we ought to praise him. I think he'd be worthy. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. That's what it says. Beast and all cattle. No, I'm just seeing old grizzly bear praising the Lord. That old black bear scratching his back on that tree. Is he praising the Lord when he does that? Huh? All the cattle, the creeping thing, ooh. Them old snakes, and they slither in the ground and the flying fowl. Huh? Kings of the earth and all people. Princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. What's wrong with my children? What's wrong with my children tonight? Huh? What's wrong with you? Huh? What's wrong with you? Are you praising tonight? Do you praise him? Huh? Clark, come and get us. Praise him. Praise him. The song, the hymn we sing. Huh? Let's stand together. And can we sing that song and just praise the Lord while you laugh? Can we do that tonight? We all right with that tonight? I think he'd be worthy to be praised this evening. 177, I think he said. All right. Is that all right?
Amen.
Let's sing together, can we? You got it up there? 177. And let's go out of here tonight just praising the Lord. Can we do that? I believe He'd be worthy.
Good night. We'll see you Wednesday.